Warwick Hadfield is back with us with some more sports news. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
Well, in football, as the Matildas prepare for another game without her, Sam Kerr is nominated for another major award. She's unstoppable.
Yeah, Fran. She is in some quarters. Look, this time it's the inaugural Ballon d'Or for female footballers, her name included on a list of 15. Significantly, this award is no longer run by FIFA, the sport's global governing body, which has studiously ignored Kerr's claims in the past to be the best female footballer of the year. Rather, it's voted upon by football writers and has been since the 1950s. And interestingly, the BBC is rating Kerr, inter alia, the leading goal scorer in the American Football League, as well as the Matildas total, as the player to beat for this award. Obviously, the journos are watching a different game to FIFA, Fran. And in Socceroos news, goalkeeper Matthew Ryan, who has one of those little injuries that responds best to rest, he won't be playing for the Socceroos next week against Kuwait, which is Graham Arnold's first game as the national coach, Fran.
And Warwick, in thoroughbred racing, a rare moment of common sense as the Everest and the Caulfield Guineas will be run an hour apart.
Yeah, Fran, common sense in the Everest. Who'd have thought you'd hear that in the same sentence in this week of, well, operatic drama, you might say. Anyway, look, the non-Group 1 race in Sydney, that is the richest turf race in the world, in case you've missed that along the way, was hard up against the Guineas, a real Group 1 race in Melbourne last year, just 15 minutes apart. That upset a lot of punters who had been encouraged by the frothing marketeers in two states to have interest in both races. So officials in both states have now responded. They've got together and broken bread. And there'll be an hour between the races, the Everest run first, and all the mug punters can lose their money on both races, Fran.
Well, that's one thing, but it doesn't deal with the fact that the Guineas is a significant race and a lot of top jockeys would be there and then they're wooed away to the Everest. I mean, it seems silly to have them on the same day.
Fran, you'll have to speak to Peter Vlandis and the people running Caulfield and all those other places. I'm not buying into this one. It's a silly little fight, but I mean, obviously the people in Sydney have got upset that the Melbourne Spring Carnival is what it is, a wonderful part of the Australian sporting calendar, and the Everest is it's part of tourism lurk and it's part of horse race, and I think more a tourism lurk than a horse race. But once again, I don't want to go too far into this because you can end up in the most blazing of rows, I'm told. You could almost have your name emblazoned on the Opera House if you say the wrong thing these days.
And just briefly, in the AFL, the trade period is underway. Did anything happen much?
Well, Fran, paint dried. Footy department people told little light wires all over the place. Breathless speculation followed. And a few things did happen. Tom Lynch wore his Tiger livery for the first time. Geelong went back to its favoured well of the SANFL, all 196 metres of Nathan Kruger. And the Eagles look set to play hardball. Now, that's a favoured trade period term on Premiership Ruckman Scott Lycett, who has a big offer, another favourite trade period term from Port Adelaide, Fran.
All right, Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield, it's 24 minutes to 8 on Breakfast.